You are watching the Geekening Podcast, Episode 3. There will be a lot of swearing, so viewer discretion is advised.
Shut up, sit down, I'll listen, wait. Relax, my dudes, it's not too late to join in with these awesome fans and marvel out there.
Some chips and toasty picks and meat and meat and best girl queens. I just want that just for my dick. All of the toxic shit.
It's a podcast. It's also a gun.
Welcome to the Geekening, your late night dose of geek culture shenanigans. My name is Katja Steck, founder of All Ages of Geek, and I'm joined by
Derek, the editor of All Ages of Geek, and other stuff.
And other stuffs.
Frozen Onyx mixer streamer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, Cage? You're also going to be doing stuff for us later in the future, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Derek's Derek's throwing you in the pit of hell for when it comes to editing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. Oh, yeah. No, I'm gonna try to learn the way of editing. So.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I first started getting more involved in the gaming sphere of things, which I really took it seriously back in 2018, as you guys know.
Yeah.
There was a ton of people who did not like me because I was blunt as fuck.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I am literally the person where it's like, you know, when you live in New Jersey, it's like you gotta be blunt as fuck, because if mm-hmm. you don't, then you can't survive. So it's like people did not like the fact that like how I was saying about certain things about the characters or the story. And instead of me just sitting there and being like, yeah, great. Fuck. Every 5 seconds. podcasts are different.
Oh, my God. I actually put off.
Sorry.
Oh my God. But no, like, oh my God, my lungs are coming out, I swear to God. But like, the thing is with me, it's like, I would talk more about the story and like more of a professional level, and people mm-hmm. did not understand, like, why isn't she like wearing certain things or acting this way for our own fapping off purposes, you know? The thing is with me, like, I will tell it to people's face. I will legit get in people's face and say, like, I don't like you. Go get the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. Or I won't play people. Because the thing is, there's a lot of girls out there, especially in the gaming, as we've known, who literally act a certain way. But the thing is, people don't know what happens behind the scenes.
Oh, no.
They may act like they're perfect, but you know darn well that it's not. So, to give an example, because I was not acting like that, and because I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't an ordinary type of gamer, a lot of people hated me. To start, mm-hmm. one of the first things that happened when I first like got really involved with gaming and everything, my voice squeaked. Oh my God. when I first got involved with gaming and everything, I still, oh my God, I still, I still had my old job working in like production and like book trailers and also like picture books and everything. Mm-hmm. And I remember on the about page, they had everyone's like links and social media and links to their website. And I had a website, all right? I had my website about like what I was doing, what type of production I was doing. When I started gaming, I don't know who it was, but if you're listening, I'm gonna fuck you up and screw you up. I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face if I find out who this is. So this person made my name and my my actual name and my website into a porn site.
That's funny because it kind of reminds me of my situation. I remember when I was streaming one time and someone was like, "Hey, Frozen, I typed in your name, Frozen Onyx, and porn pops up." I'm like, what?
Like, what the actual heck? Like, what? But this is the thing. It was like when I first started because people did not like me. So they kind of like put my name on a porn site website. And I was just like, because I remember my sister found it. My other sister found it. I thought they were joking at first, but then I found it and I'm like, crap. But then somebody else in, like when I was actually working for the company I was working for, somebody else found it and said, oh my God, Katja's site is a porn site. And I'm just like, what the actual heck? So I got all these warnings. Like, they're like, we know it's not you, but like, this is what people do. If they don't like you, they're gonna tag you in things. They're gonna do things to you.
Oh yeah,
because they want to ruin your image. Another thing that happened is with the name Miss Cat Squad. On DeviantArt, somebody actually named a nudity photography company Miss Cat Squad. And the thing is, my sister is a photographer, and the name Miss Cat Squad was, you know, how it was at first before mm-hmm. All Ages mm-hmm. of Geek happened.
Yeah.
And it was literally like, oh, we'll take nudes of you and this and that. And it was kind of like shoving it in my face, because it's like, I remember there was this one email somebody sent me, and it's like, oh, can you send us nudes? And I'm just like, what the actual fuck?
Oh,
but the thing is I take it, because this is the thing. I take this crap, because if you're an online entertainer, you got to have the balls to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have it, because you got to take what life punches at you, because if you don't, then you're going to be left in the dust and nobody's going to give a fuck, because mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to handle or grow.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened was somebody, and you guys might remember this, when I was playing God of War, somebody actually made a Facebook page, and it was dedicated to saying things about me where it's like, oh, we think she works for IGN because she's faker than a $2 bill with these emotions. And they kept pushing it out and putting, like, every single week there was like a new meme. And I'm like, hey, I'm a new meme. Hey, like, I would laugh at that shit, you know?
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to make me a meme.
Wait,
like
someone
that,
actually made that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What the heck?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Do you want to know what it is? It's because I have a way of talking about video games that a lot of people do not like, because they want to talk about video games that way,
yeah.
but they don't know how. So they don't understand why me is doing this, you know? Like, again, it's not just women who go through this, but, like, in the gaming sphere, you could honestly say that a lot of times it is harder for women, because it's like they throw the punches at you all the time, especially if you're not acting like a gamer girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I would never fucking do. As you guys know, I vent about that. But it was like,
yeah.
it was so bad to the point where I was just like, what the, because when I first started getting involved with more in the gaming sphere, it was like so new to me, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Like
yeah.
when I saw mm-hmm. things were happening, I'm like, okay, these people seem cool. And then after a while, like, you had to learn fast. You got to see, like, there's a very aggressive people. And at first it bothered me, but over time you learn to deal with this BS
mm-hmm.
because if people are going to mm-hmm. do, like, think of you that lowly just because you are doing entertainment and just because they do not understand you, you know, you're doing something right. You know, if you have haters,
oh, yeah.
you're
oh,
fucking
yeah.
doing something
oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, again, you know, like there's nobody in this world that doesn't
yeah.
receive hate.
Oh yeah.
And
like everyone that's like worked up there in life, whether it be, I don't know, some sort of basketball player, you know, athlete player, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, whatever, you know, you're gonna have your haters, especially
yeah.
the people that are, you know, up there on top. So that's one
yeah.
of those things that comes with the territory, really.
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah. yeah.
Oh yeah.
See the thing is actually we have some comments from about ASMR. What's your take on ASMR? So Mikael actually likes ASMR, surprisingly. Okay. It helps you calm down, sleep sometimes, inspiring how many ASMR artists there are, treat it as an art. And seeing the creativity behind every artist is interesting to see. Who are some of your favorites? And then he mentions some of his favorites. Now, this is the thing, though. It's like, it can be considered an art. Like, this is just our opinion. Every opinion is fucking valid here
mm-hmm.
yeah. because no two people are going to, like, think the same. There's the artists that actually put, like, a lot of work into it where it's like they're trying to help people, you know? But then there are the other people who just do it for views or
yeah.
hey, I'm a girl or a guy on the thumbnail, look what I'm doing type thing. And it's a load of BS because you know darn well who they're trying to invite in. Because
mm-hmm.
my take mm-hmm. on ASMR is my ASMR, you guys want to hear my ASMR?
Oh,
ready?
God, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Jersey ASMR, there you go. So it's like,
that's like
walk in here, you stupid bitches!
That's like a dinosaur coming at you kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is, too, is, like, I wouldn't – I mean, I could consider some things, like, there's definitely an art to the ones that actually want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, you know, I can't explain it. If – okay, this is how you tell the artist from the fraud. Look mm-hmm. at their Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this
Instagram.
Is a
funny
thing.
True.
This is a
so
funny
true.
Thing because, like, every so often, Katya would be like, don't go on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the thing. If you want to know if somebody is a good content creator, yeah. just go on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Because Instagram, if you pose a certain way, if you, it
so
is.
True.
Thank you.
So
exactly. Yep. So the thing is with this is like there's people who are professional models. And those are the people yeah. who should be, you know, modeling. Because mm-hmm. that's that. Again, that is an art. That's what they do for their job.
Mm-hmm.
But again, mm-hmm. if you're doing ASMR or you're doing gaming, why are you posing like that? You know?
Yeah.
No, that's so true. Yeah.
It's like
that's
if
so
you
true.
If you are a professional model, that is your job. That's what you do. You gotta look good for like what you're doing for modeling. But if you are not a model, and if you are a self-proclaimed model, not work, you know, it's like that's something else. But like mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of it's the same thing with e-girl culture. ASMR artists are part of that e-girl culture, and it really has to stop because they are not, it's fraud. It is fraud. It is not mm-hmm. It's not true content creation.
Mm-hmm. No, that's something that I've been seeing like grow rapidly on the whole like internet culture, especially on Instagram, man. I just
that's how you know. Guys, I'm telling you, if you want to know
somebody, everywhere.
It's like it's go on Instagram. If you want to see if somebody is 100% a good content creator, just go on their Instagram and see how they're posing and looking, because you'll know darn well. Because if they use a certain hashtag or they look like. Then they use that like pose or something. They're bound to get people onto their channels, you know?
Yeah.
That's just how it works out in life.
Or, you know, a particular filter.
Or a particular filter, the opaque mm-hmm. type, grayish type look to it, you know?
Yeah.
Color at all. So, okay, and 21st century anarchist Jed actually says, Jean ASMR is the best ASMR. See? I agree with that. John from Ruby, he does the best ASMR. Ruby Chibi, come on, best ASMR right there. He knows how to crinkle those chips.
He knows how to crinkle those chips?
When it comes to me and my opinions on it, I only like the ones that truthfully really help people.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be girls, mm-hmm. like, you know, pretending to sucky-sucky on something, then that's something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is something completely different, but I don't think there's any other answers. Let me
say.
I can't
take like you know those quote unquote content creators serious, to be honest.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the thing is too is again with the whole white knighting, but they fool a very young audience. So if you're mm-hmm. like 14, 15, 16, and you're looking up some stuff, the thing is like. If you want to look up gaming and then they show up somehow, or if you're trying to, if you're stressed out, you know, if you're really stressed out over exams that are coming up,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want, you're going to want something that helps you fall asleep or something, but then they find that and then that happens. And then it's like, that's YouTube for you.
That's a YouTube algorithm for you, man.
Hey, I still remember when YouTube made their changes, Pornhub tweeted at them saying, hey, who gave you that idea? And it was because, you know, when you hover over a YouTube video and it shows like some of the video.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what Pornhub said they did. So they actually tweeted out to YouTube saying, where'd you guys get that idea?
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Wow. Yep. It's like the brands versus the brands. Like how Wendy's is with like Burger King. And, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep, so that's how you know. That's how you know. Because here's the thing is like, again, if you're doing it to help people, that's one thing. If you're doing it to get like, I'm gonna rage. I know if I keep talking about this, I'm just gonna rage.
Yeah. I can really feel it. You know, like it's coming. It's
I mean, I don't blame you. You know what I mean?
Here's the
I really
thing.
Don't.
Like, what we do here, like All Ages of Geek and everything, I really find people who I think are like extremely talented who don't necessarily have a following. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like
mm-hmm.
some people may have like zero followers, but they're really good at like some kind of maybe animation or something, and they're really good at their art. It's like you can't necessarily just base everything off of numbers, because if you do that, then you're going to miss out on a lot of talents who can help you grow, who at the same time can help you, can help them grow.
Yeah.
So like mm-hmm. at All Ages of Geek, it's like we stand up for the misfits within even like with business, because like we want to find people who are true content creators, and everybody that we do reach out to is a true content creator, because they're humble, number one,
mm-hmm.
and number two, they don't give a shit about with numbers or anything. They're doing it for like the actual content creation, not because they want to go tasty.
Exactly, you know.
Turn into a doing rabbit. It, what?
Doing it, you know, doing it for the love and passion, man. I think that's what really, you know.
I mean, the thing is, it's like you can't go wrong. Numbers are important, but there are articles that are saying that brands are looking for more people to work with who are based on personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, trust mm-hmm. me, it's all about personality. Because thing is, numbers can't save your fucking ass all the time. They can't.
Nope.
They
no.
cannot. Your personality can get you out of mostly every situation there is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and brands want to represent people who actually are true content creators. So it's like if somebody's doing ASMR and they have like 5 million followers or something and they're just doing, it's like, you know darn well people are watching you for the wrong reasons. And that's something that a lot of content creators has taken to heart. It's like, do you really want to entertain that audience who are watching you for that reason?
Yeah, and hell, that's the thing too, is like that kind of like content, it doesn't, like, if you really want to think of like the long haul, that's just not going to really, you know, take you on the whole bigger picture. You know, eventually that's going to die out, kind of thing.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yeah.
But hold on. While I am finding something, you guys can chat because I'm going to find something really juicy to share today.
Oh, my God.
any funny stories to tell? No, don't even guess. You probably know what it already is.
Is it what I think it is?
I think you know what it is, Derek.
Oh, my God.
No, time for dramatic readings. If everybody wants some ASMR, Kat's gonna read something out. So I can find it, though. I'm trying to find it. Where are you? I remember I read this letter to you. Oh. I'm not gonna read the whole thing because it's pretty much like 5 pages long.
Yeah.
But this is the shit I kind of had to deal with when I was like more of my persona. A lot of people would send in a lot of inappropriate crap, such as even when we had the P.O. Box, the older P.O. Box, too. They would send in, like, a lot of inappropriate shit that, like, made me uncomfortable at first. Now I just kind of, like, laugh at it because I'm just like, again, what we talked about in, like, previous episodes is about personas and everything. Yeah. These people were kind of obsessed with my persona. And I don't know why. I still kind of can't put it together. Like, who I am, as you see on streams and who you see on the channel, is obviously me. Kind of like a less, like, a more chill me. I mean, on streams, I'm kind of more crazy than I am on the channel. But, like, I'm more, like, when it comes to, like, this podcast, this is, like, basically Kat, but not as rageful when she talks about certain things.
This
was back in, I believe, let me say... I don't even know when this was. Oh, 2018. Perfect timing. And it was a day after my birthday, which, to make it even greater, this was a letter from somebody. It's called Letter from a French Guy. I'm not giving names, from a French Guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Because
it's way too long. If you guys want me to read the whole thing, let me know the next podcast. But
for the sake of this podcast, because this is pretty long.
Oh, by far. It could take like maybe an hour because there's a lot. And it's kind of creepy at the same time. And get ready for some dramatics from Kat. All right.
Here we go.
Bonjour, Katya. I'm some French guy. I'm not saying names, just to let everybody know. Casual road trip wanderer and maybe a writer, too. I met you in the cyberspace a few nights ago. Need to take a break. Take a step back.
What was he smoking, man?
Internet offered me a multitude of videos. Suddenly, I wanted to see a clip of Life is Strange. I just wanted to savor a few strong moments before going back and writing my novel. Found you. Finally, I watched everything with you.
Oh, my God.
In fact, it's been several nights, because I like to work at night, that I spend in your company. You still don't know it, but somehow I cried with you many times and alone. And I write to you now with grateful joy, but also sadness and fear. My knees are shaking slightly. I am grateful to you because of your perhaps 7 billion on this earth. I find it difficult to find someone with your sensitivity. Not only someone with whom I find this powerful metaphysical feeling. Sense of reciprocation. I don't even know what he is saying there. While you are at the other end of the world life is flowing. I do not want to show me as too romantic. But with you, I have this feeling of meeting someone very important in my life. Like a distant dream that would emerge a fantasy murmur. Sometimes you just have to dare to live! How to live! How are we supposed to live? All these wonderful and horrible things.
That passion.
We are the sacrifice generation on the altar of money, gold, and power. But for the moment, we are here, quite alive. And it's sometimes difficult to remember in the moment.
Sound like just summoning a demon.
In consciousness. For a long time, too. I did not dare to live, but I'm lucky these days. I am on the breach. As between sleep and awakening, I start to emerge. I tell you that. I know you understand. I know it. If I'm wrong, tell me. I tend to believe that everything is connected, even more than us all living things. We are all humans, all connected by something I cannot express. But sometimes, why I do not know, this connection, this link, becomes an extraordinary, sensational feeling, more powerful than with other people. That is very rare, very I don't know what that word says. I did not know you. I mean, we never met. We never grew up together. At least, not in this life. Not that I am concerned.
Oh man, it gets trippy here, man.
That we know each other elsewhere in space and time, somewhere in the multiverse or whatever. I would like to know. But everything suggests that it's not accessible. Who do we know in this life? Who would we know if we had not made other choices? If other things had happened in our lives and led us elsewhere, in the company of other people, what misfortunes and happiness would we have not known then? Think of all these events that would have been possible to live. That it would be possible to live. That would be possible to live! We say we are delirious! That it is a fantasy! Perhaps, maybe not. I'm probably not made to know it. What my gut says, I'm scared. Afraid of not living. What I should. At the same time, I'm afraid of to live of what I could. For example, I almost did not send this missive. I think it's supposed to say message. Afraid of what it implies, of what it can change in my life, in our lives, as insignificant or magnificent as it may be. And also, that it could not change anything, at least in appearance. Because I think everything has consequences. It's just that we don't know which ones. And if we think so, never mind! In fact, what matters, what I live, what to convey here is how I feel when I hear your voice. When I do not speak the best English, I try to understand you. And I do. Most of the time. Your gaze is imbued with something that makes me feel alive. Your attitude makes me something vibrate in me that I cannot define. I would like to dive into your mind like an angel. But you are so far. What is the risk to say?
LSD is quite a drug.
To dare to say to you, I love you, Katya. Okay. So
oh,
it goes
man.
On from there. Paragraph after paragraph.
This goes on, by the way.
Paragraph after paragraph.
I'm telling you, man.
Paragraph.
When that, whoever was writing that. I'm telling you, whoever was like writing that was thinking to himself, interdimensional beings. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? Like,
oh, it goes on from there. It's like everything's universal and shit. Like, you know, like
man.
Oh my god.
Oh god. Sorry. Sorry. Because I was just thinking, I was like, I could like imagine the guy sitting there and be like, this Space Invaders. This person
no, is no, 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 no. More like this.
Oh, God.
Lizard people, interdimensional beings. It's like, what is going on here, man?
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Like,
here
is dude
is
like taking me from Inception
truth.
To Interstellar. Like,
okay.
where are we going from here? You know what I mean?
Here's the fucking truth about online personas. Don't fucking do it because you're gonna get creepos like this. And there were other people who sent shit to me that was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Do you realize who you are sending this to? You know darn well I will fucking burn that shit, okay? Like, no. So here's the thing is that people are weird on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Is it funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after a while. But at first, no. There was another guy who kind of reached out to me saying, and I quote, hey, can you pose by, like, in your bikini or something with a lot of friends?
I remember you telling me this.
Yep, by a swimming pool. Because seeing other women who are confident in their bodies gives them confidence. First of all, fucker, you're not a woman, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of women do not fucking think like that. If a woman sees because you know how catty women can be. You know, I myself don't give a fuck. So I'm not like those women, but there's a lot of catty women. Like the other day, we went to a Whole Foods, all right? Me and my sister, we mm-hmm. were getting like pizza and burgers and whatever. And mm-hmm. there was a couple next to us. The girl saw us and started like cuddling with her boyfriend, touching her boyfriend, making sure that he didn't look at us, you know, things like that. Yeah. Girls uh-huh. can be so fucking catty.
Wait, girls can really? Wow. Okay, that's something that I've learned. You know oh. what I mean? I didn't know yeah. that they were. Wow.
Oh, they are
wow.
possessive of. Fuck, trust me.
Oh, wow.
Trust me. So here's the thing. Okay, when this guy sent that to me, and I was just like, what? Are you fucking dumb? Like you don't say to somebody, hey, can you, like, pose and go, like, maybe send me a few pictures and trying to, like, oh, body positivity kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Body positivity, yeah, that's again.
That's total BS, man.
Yeah, again, mm-hmm. body positivity started to help people get more confidence in their body types. Mm-hmm. Not to have thoughts going by a freaking swimming pool posing, like, look at us. It's like, I don't mm-hmm. give a fuck what kind of fantasies you have going on in your fucking pants and, like, mm-hmm. that kind of shit, but don't bring that to me, you know? Because. Yeah, no. Like, that ain't gonna happen, sir. And, like, when guys even say that, oh, like, oh, it'll give you more confidence. It's like, first of all, I'm flowing with fucking confidence. I probably have more fucking confidence than probably that guy. Probably anybody who sends me these letters. Because
now,
it's like...
when guys say that, it's because they want to see something.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand where, again, where this whole, like, this whole body positivity thing came from. Yeah. Well, originally, I'm sure it was, you know, for good purposes, but then it got twisted. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everything always gets twisted, and it's because of e-girl culture, but also it's because of the culture of internet culture. It yeah. is mm-hmm. actually, it's so sad to think that when a guy or even a girl, because again, I've gotten from both sides, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. just guys who sent me fucking shit. Like there's this one person that was saying that they were gonna end up killing themselves if I did not talk to them, trying to get me to talk to them, and it got bad. I'm like, I don't know what kind of vibes I send off, but it's like I'm on both ends here, baby.
Oh man.
But the thing is like it just makes me mad that people think people are so stupid and naive. Now my again, we're talking about personas, was kind of stupid and naive because that's how I thought I had to act online, because it's like, oh, I was kind of scared, I didn't know what I was doing, and mm-hmm. people fell for that. And it was sad at the same time, and I can mm-hmm. admit this, but guys, hello audience out there. There's a good chance that any fucking gamer girl or e-girl thought whatever, they are fucking fooling you for money. I am telling you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I have talked, okay, my voice squeaked again. I have talked to so many good blunt content creators, okay, and they know how it fucking is, and they've been in the industry longer than I have. Like I tend to like talk to some of them, like either DMs or whatever, and they've been in the industry longer than I have, all right, and God bless them for dealing with this BS for so long. But like they even say things like, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Like you think these girls, like these girls have to suck a lot of dick in order to get where they are. Like seriously.
Damn, that sucks. That sucks, man. Wow.
But think about it, does not suck, because the fact is because these girls know what they're doing. It's they know. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, I'm gonna have to do it. It's like, no, they put it on themselves. So like there goes Kat again off on a record.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, like honestly, I'm not surprised, you know what I mean? Like when it comes when it comes down to those kind of things, like you can tell that there's definitely some under the table kind of stuff. So
And the thing is too is like you could tell also when it comes to like content creators, but also like animators, movie directors, you could tell the people who are doing it for the art, and you could tell the people who are just doing it for a buck, you know?
You could really
tell the difference, especially like a lot of movies nowadays. There's that humbleness is gone. Like I love Steven Spielberg. All his stuff makes me crack up. He has that drama. He has that comedy. He has that family fun. It's like all of that in one. Steven Spielberg has that. And it's like a lot of directors are lacking that nowadays.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's sad.
Oh, Steven Spielberg, he's a legend.
He's a legend. I know.
Heck yeah,
I know.
Man.
And everything
E.T., Jurassic Park.
Copyright.
Copyrighted.
Oh, yeah.
You've been copyrighted.
Copyright.
Copyright, please. Copyright. But no, seriously, like, he is a freak. freaking legend. And you could tell this man worked his freaking ass off to get where he is today.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah. He definitely worked off to make his name for himself.
Those are the, to give an example of another company who worked their freaking ass off. Look at Rooster Teeth. Look at their beginnings. They did not stop creating from the beginning. They kept trekking on, you know? Mm-hmm. If they didn't keep doing what they were doing, they wouldn't be where they are today. And those are the types of content creators and also, like, companies that I really, like, am inspired by because they don't... The thing is, it's like everyone has struggles, but that's part of your freaking origin story, you know? You don't want to just explode overnight and just be like, wow, look at my numbers. It's like you don't have an origin story with that. You don't have that journey to be where you got in that moment and where you are today.
Yeah, I feel like that's what makes the whole journey much more interesting because, you know, just like you said, you have a story to tell. Yep. It would be kind of, I don't know if I'd be able to appreciate it as much as if I, like, say, blew up overnight, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, if you having a story, it's kind of cool, kind of to share your whole journey.
Exactly. And it's like enjoy every moment of it. Because I still remember when I got like 100 subscribers. I still remember like all these things that I fucking went through. Even when it was called the Cat's Meow and Kidlet Cat and Miss Cat's Meow. It's like, I remember.
Wait, what was it called again?
The Cat's Meow, Kidlet Cat.
The Cat's Meow.
ASMR.
Cat's Meow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. But no, like, it's just really sad that, like, people forget that, you know? It's like, look at the origin stories of Markiplier and Jacksepticeye, like, and, like, even PewDiePie. Like, they have all those origin stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything. Like, Mark used to make, he has, like, over, like, 5,000, like, videos on his channel. That's a lot of content he was producing.
That's a lot.
He even made videos saying that, like, you know, he was where everyone is. And if you want to get there, some people have to work harder. And that's so true. You can't bitch about things. You know, it's like, yeah, oh, it might be sad that, oh, this person is more than me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But the hard truth is like, you really need to, like, connect with your audience, grow with your audience, learn from your audience, and get that connection. Because that's why with All Ages Geek, we believe in interactivity over community because we love to interact with our community. Like, every Monday, I'm going to go on voice chat with everybody and just see how everyone is, check in on them. Yeah, maybe crazy when we're bigger, but hey, I still want to keep that up. Mm-hmm. And same thing with, like, 30 minutes after streams. It's like, I want to voice chat with everybody. Because you know what? Sometimes this is what people have in their life. Like, they need to be entertained. They need to be, like, have that sense of relief where they feel like they're belonging in a community.
That's so true because, you know, I've been part of, like, you know, communities before. And I think that's one thing I've learned is the community is it really what makes it, like, you continue to go forward.
Exactly.
I've been in communities where I'm like, nah, I don't really like this. I think this is what's going to make me quit streaming because I'm not really enjoying it, you know?
And the thing is too, is everything nowadays, even with a lot of companies, everything is scripted. You know, you don't get to see the humanness behind people.
Yeah.
It's very lacking nowadays where it's like, you want to see that humanness behind somebody, but you just don't see it. Yeah, and then you can't connect to that person. And it's like, you want to be able to, like, connect with the brand, be part of it, you know?
Yeah. No, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really sad because it's like people, instead of looking as people as equals, people, like, idolize, like, YouTubers, or they idolize like gamer girls or whatever. And then they put them on this pedestal. And that's why white knighting happens, you know? And it's sad because instead of people actually coming
She's
down
my
to
future
earth.
Girlfriend. Leave her
there
alone.
You know? There you go. There you go.
She, the more bits I give her, the more she loves me. You know? It's like, what?
This is the thing. It's like,
man. That's how it is, man. That's the honest truth. That's how Twitch is right now. That's how the whole community is right now, if I'm being completely honest.
Oh, yeah.
If I donate her $50... she'll love me by tomorrow. I'll be husband by next week. You know what I mean? It's like
husband by next week.
It's like instead of doing that, it's like people should just be honest and just say, like, this is me. If you don't fucking like me, buzz the fuck off. You know?
Exactly.
Like,
yes. Yeah, that's it. That's the approach that I've taken to streaming before. Again, I know I've mentioned this before. I was really trying to avoid stepping on toes and all that. But, you know, it came to a point where I was like, you know what? I really want to have more of me on here.
And
that's when I start attracting my audience, the audience that it's all about targeting a certain audience.
Yep.
When I did that, I was like, man, boy, streaming is a lot more fun. Yeah. I may have, like, lost some people along the way, but it was well worth it because I've attracted the right people that I want in my life, and boom, Here we go.
Speaking of communities too, is like I remember there was this when we stopped doing a lot of Let's Plays and everything. There was this one guy who made a comment saying like, "Oh, what do you think? Nobody's part of this community. Nobody actually wants to be part of this community. What do you think that we're all here for?" And that's when I kind of knew it's like that's not the audience that I really want to entertain. That's not, I want to be able to build a very interactive community behind All Ages of Geek and get the community involved with everything that we do. And when I saw that comment, I was just like, why do you say shit like that, you know? Yeah. It's like, you know, you're here like, with YouTubers, Twitch streamers. Like, that's free content. That's free entertainment. And a lot of people take that for granted. And again, it's part of the me type thing. I want it like this. I want it like that. And like, as many times as Derek has literally gotten, like, editing requests. Now, feedback is okay. Yeah, but full-on trashing things is another word. It's like, oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, should it look like this? Why does it look like everybody else's? And it's like, because we believe in, like, uniqueness over everything else, you know? Mm-hmm. We believe in, like, finding our own niche, finding our own style, and sticking with that than, like, what a lot of other people do.
Yeah. Having our own identity.
Exactly. Yeah. And when that person said that, I was just like, you know what? That's kind of how I knew. That is how I knew that things needed to change. And to be honest, and guys, I'm going to tell this now, we lost over 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
In that time period. It was so hard, but this is the thing. Why was it worth it? Because of the fact that we finally found ourselves. Now, are we going to be like people who are douchebags and just say, oh, I'm just doing it for the numbers, or people who are just like, oh, look at me, I'm just going to keep this audience around for me? It's like, no, we're gonna put our morals first and put that first before anything else in the world and discover our own audience in its own given time. Because you should never rush to fame, because like it will, trust me, to 2018 cat can vouch for this, it will destroy you, it will destroy your community, it will destroy your friendships, and it will destroy everything around you. It's like, it took a while,
It's a silent killer. It really is.
Because once you actually start, like, getting out of the house and walking around and enjoying, like, what's around you and, like, looking up in the sky and just being like, wow, there's so much more than just this, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, it's so much more rewarding because it's like, hey, God wants you to, like, you know, kind of view and look at his stuff that he created sometimes, too. Like, take a moment and enjoy, like, what he created. And
that's the thing, is that sometimes when we walk out there, it's like, I think we should have some time to actually look around.
Exactly. Like, because God created all this, and it's like, you know, he sometimes is just, you know, big man upstairs. He's a cool dude, but he just like, he's the greatest creator of all time.
He's my homie, man.
Exactly. The big G.
Big G.
It's so true.
Homie, big G. Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's like, we as creators, we sometimes forget. It's like, and even if you guys don't believe in God or anything, it's like, keep faith in yourself. It's like, we lose our own faith in our own discoveries and our own abilities. Like, it's like, people forget that. And it's sad, because instead of actually claiming to that and clinging to it and just saying, we will get there one day, people throw it away. You know, they throw their own beliefs of, even with just themselves, even if you don't believe in God, it's like, they throw their beliefs of themselves away. You know,
again,
and that's
it goes to the whole thing of people tend to really lose their soul if they want to get up there, and that's
something
I never want to do.
Oh no,
you know, I always want to stay me, and because it's just so sad to think about. You
know,
just like,
and here's the
a
thing.
Walking
you
dead version
tell.
Of yourself. Nah,
you could tell. Mm. You can tell when fame really takes over somebody, and it's like they kind of like sell their soul. Like, you could tell. It's sad, because it's like they throw everything else away just for themselves and their own merit and their own gain.
Yep. And then it comes to, you know, comes back to bite you in the butt, and then that's
and
when people snap.
Yeah. And a lot of, especially in the ninja times, like when ninja exploded, everybody wanted to be ninja. Now ninja's on Mixer rather than Twitch. It's like, everybody wanted to be ninja. Everybody wanted to get on and play Fortnite, and all these kids were like thinking like, oh, we have to be this way in order to get where he is. It's like, no. Best advice I could give everybody who wants to be like a new creator out there, it's like, yeah, it may take you a much longer time to kind of form your own brand and your own style, but wouldn't you rather want to be yourself than be a mock copy or a shadow, as I say, of somebody else?
Yeah, that's, I don't know, because like, you know, I want to be, you want to be the first you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. So,
It would suck. It would suck to like try to make your brand after someone, someone's name. And it's like, well, that's kind of a little sad because you didn't make it after like you, your own name. So it's like,
and that's the thing too, is like a lot of brands like, and this is like I'm giving you guys advice too. A lot of brands want to just work with original content creators. They don't want to work with somebody who's already that person. You know, while that person may be successful, that person is successful because they started that. They started that brand, they started that look, that style. It's like, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm gonna be the next Markiplier. Now, like, some of my, like, the reasons I actually started YouTube in the first place is because I got inspired by a few like content creators like JonTron, the Game Grumps, even Markiplier too. It's like, I really got, and as you see,
Markiplier's funny.
Yeah, as you see, a lot of my like inspirations are guys. Like the majority that I have is, and you could tell, it's like when I was first starting out, like I was like so inspired by like JonTron and everybody, and like what he does is he's very comical, he's very witty, he's funny. Yeah. But it's like you gotta branch out from that. There's a point in time where it's like inspiration is fun, inspiration is great, but you cannot copy somebody because people start realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to I feel like if you try to copy someone, eventually you're gonna realize you're limited, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna be like,
because it's like, it's everything. There's like, even with books and movies and everything is inspired by something else, but at the same time you can't make another Harry Potter, you can't make another Twilight.
That's already been done.
You can't do that.
I mean, you could try to make another Twilight if they want to make some spin-offs, which I'm still waiting for, but...
No. I see a lot of that in high school. I remember there was a phase
Team
where it's
Edward.
Like, every girl that I've seen in high school had, like, the Jacob and Edward t-shirt,
yes,
the Jacob and
girl.
Edward, like, purse.
Hey,
I see it everywhere. Everywhere I went, I was like, no, what is this?
My Edward colon cutout that is life-size is staring at me right now.
Oh, no!
It's just standing there, so like, hey, what's up?
No, I see that everywhere. You have no idea how many friends that I've had that were like, oh, I'm Team Edward. Oh, I'm Team Jacob. Yes. I'm like, oh man, I just want to eat my lunch. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh man, those days,
but
man.
The thing is, would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
I'd rather be a werewolf.
Why?
Personally, I probably would be like a wolfie.
A platypus. You'd be a platypus.
I'll take the platypus.
You'd
thank
be a
you.
Seagull.
thank you. I'll take the platypus. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my god! But hey, this wraps up this episode of the Geeketing Podcast. Yes. If you guys want to check out our social media, it will be posted on the hub as it always usually is. We are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Obviously, we're on YouTube. If you're just discovering this podcast now and you want more geeky fun, be sure to follow us on all of our streaming accounts as well. And yeah, like, stay tuned for more podcast episodes because there's gonna be a lot of fun coming up. A lot of crazy fun. But yes, so this is the Geeketing Podcast, your late night dose of geek culture shenanigans. And yeah, my name's Kat, that's Derek, that's Cade. We'll see you guys in the next podcast. You guys stay geeky, so bye.